Sunshine, 96.7 FM, WMTB LP, St. Petersburg. Radio St. Pete, where local music lives.
Hello, St. Petersburg! Hello, Tampa Bay! How we doing, beaches? Happy Friday, Radio St. Pete. This is the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show, and we are up next.
Hey, I'm Damon Fowler, and nothing gives me the blues more than listening to the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show.
Okay, Happy New Year, folks. My name is Mark, and this is the first Marco Radio Happy Hour Show of 2025.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Happy New Year, folks.
Happy New Year.
We are coming to you live, as we do every Friday evening, 6 to 8 p.m., from our Ginzo Garb Treehouse Studio, located in the historic Jungle Prada neighborhood of St. Petersburg, Florida.
Florida.
You fine folks are checking us out on either Radio St. Pete Online or on Sunshine, 96.7 FM, Radio St. Pete, where local music lives.
Lives.
Mm-hmm. So here we are, folks. It's 2025 in the studio, a lot like it was in 2024. Across the table from me is my blushing bride, Stephanie. To her right and to my left and across the table is our boy Ty Gunn, who just snuck in under the wire.
Mm-hmm. Welcome. The wire.
If you don't tell them, they won't know that.
You have no idea how my agita works, Ty, when we don't have everybody here. but anyway, so yeah, in the studio, it's just the three of us as per usual. Steph, Ty, and a little old me, Marco.
Yeah, hopefully, right. As the year progresses, yeah, maybe we'll get some more people in. And
listen, we kind of had a conversation about this just a few minutes ago, Steph. It's like we're day three.
I know.
2025. And
the washing machine is still swooshing.
Well, the way I'm looking at it is, it's like, okay, day three, we have a blank canvas. How are we going to make that thing pretty? We got a whole year to do it. So let's think about it. We'll make some changes if we want to. Some things we can change with the show.
We need some more color and flair.
Color and flair. Yeah. I'd like to get back to having guests in.
Right.
It's a lot, though. I mean, it's a lot. It's a lot to do.
It's all we can do to be here.
Right. A lot of times, right. Right. A lot of times.
I don't know.
It's all we can do to be here ourselves.
can't invite anybody if we're not sure we're going to make it. You know?
Yep.
That would be awkward.
Yeah, it would be. Anyway, folks, we have a, this is kind of an awkward situation, for me, because I put together all of the content for the show. And what's happened is that, I listen to talk radio all day, every day, but it's the holiday season. So all of the radio shows that I listen to are on vacation. So they're all playing best ofs, and it's all stuff that I've heard, stuff that I've glommed off of that you've heard. so luckily,
the research department is on vacation.
Yeah. Anyway,
so what are you saying? You got nothing?
Well, yeah. I got little. So
it's going to be a short show.
Well, no, it can't be short. It's got to be the same amount of time. What I'm saying is, Ty, is talk very slow.
Okay.
Okay. stretch out everything.
Welcome to the new.
We're trying to get
new
to get as many seconds into all of these responses and stuff like that. So, anyway, folks. But here's the thing: if you want to help us out with the heavy lifting, you certainly can. 727-804-5891 is the number to call if you want to help us out. If you've got a great holiday story that you can't wait to tell us, that you wouldn't mind having on air, or the great thing about that number, 727-804-5891, you can text it to us,
yes,
and I can read whatever you got, and we will respond to it directly.
Right.
Almost immediately.
You know, and I know you all have some good holiday stories out there.
Yeah, there's got to be some out there. We didn't have any, but no, I'm just kidding.
Tell us about your train wreck. Yeah,
none that we can talk about. No, I'm just kidding. Once again, 727-804-5891. So, yeah, here we are, 2025. Can you remember a time when we were thinking, oh, my God, it's going to be the year 2000.
I do.
That was 25 years ago, dude. 25. That was a lifetime ago.
Y2K, everything right. was going to shut down.
Probably would have been better if it did.
Get Maybe. Your canned goods right. in because the electric grid's going down. Yeah. We're not going to have power or water. Or... Yeah. No, that didn't happen.
I mean.
And here we are 25 years. We were supposed to have flying cars by 2000.
Prince was partying like it was 1999.
Back in
that
the
was 26 years ago. you know what I mean?
So. We couldn't believe that, 1999.
Yeah. So, 25 years later, and here we are.
Here we are.
Yep. No better, no worse.
No, not better.
Yeah.
Pretty much worse. Mm-hmm. If I may say so myself.
So the New Year came and went, and as did Christmas. And I swear, if you blinked, it was here and gone. I don't remember, and I think we talked about this last week on the show. I don't remember a holiday season that just sort of, all of a sudden, oh, my God, it's the holiday. Here it is, and it's gone.
It disappeared.
It's unbelievable. It was everything. I can't believe that it's all over already.
Right. Yeah.
It seems like the holiday season usually lasts longer. I mean, it seems like there's usually a bigger buildup.
Right.
This year I wasn't experiencing any big buildup to the holidays.
Well, we got a lot going on. There's a lot of trauma going on.
Yeah. A lot of stuff.
Yeah. But anyway, here we are, 2025, and the shenanigans have already begun. We had on New Year's Day in New Orleans, we had that whole thing happen.
Yeah.
We'll talk about that in a bit. We also had on New Year's Eve, day that whole thing with the Tesla truck, mm-hmm. Cybertruck outside Trump Tower in Vegas. That's interesting.
Symbolic.
Right. There have been trucks with explosives. Outside the, I think that was it, the Capitol or the White House. There was a truck in North Carolina that was pulled over, a big semi truck that was supposedly full of explosives that backed up traffic in North Carolina for hours. All kinds of things.
And it's heating up.
Oh, it's been all kinds of stuff, man. All kinds of stuff. There was a mass shooting in New York.
Nice.
Yep. I guess 10 people were shot. Nobody was killed, but. Four gunmen go into a place and shoot up 10 people.
Okay. That sounds mob to me.
Could be, let's see. What else?
Not to be, what do they call that? Not to profile.
Right.
But, it's New York. Four guys go in, shoot 10 people that don't die.
Yep. That's
sending a message. Yeah. I've seen The Godfather.
Right. Just before the show, I saw that... Speaker of the House, Mike Johnson, was reelected. Not happy about that.
Mm.
I was hoping that Hakeem Jeffries would take that spot. I don't know.
Got rid of McCarthy.
Yeah. Other than being a super Trumper,
doesn't mean you get to stay.
Other than being a super Trumper and super religious, I don't know.
That's all they care about.
Already two strikes right there in my book.
That's all they want.
Yeah.
No redeeming. I did hear that.
I remember one time Mike Johnson said, "I live my life according to the Bible," and I was thinking, "Do you?
Do you?
Do you?
No, I don't think you do.
Let us do a little digging.
What if, but what if you didn't?
Yeah.
You might be cooler. You might be a little cooler. What were you going to say?
Matt Gaetz officially left office today.
Yeah.
The kitty diddler.
Have you seen his new look?
No.
Oh, he's a beautiful woman.
Oh, okay. Well, when he...
He's had a lot of Botox and a lot of makeup. He's wonderful.
When he left so office, the crowd erupted in cheers.
Well, that's good, yeah.
Well, you know. It's like, okay.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's what happens when you're a jerk. So Trump is supposed to be sworn in, 17 days?
Yes.
Maybe.
Looks like. Although...
Well, they're going to certify the election Monday.
Yeah.
So let's all remember January 6th.
So, as you know, I'm a TikTokian, and there are quite a few people on TikTok that are saying that it's never going to happen. And it's like, they're not spilling the tea. They're not telling us why it won't happen, you know.
They allegedly have found
hinting
a money trail.
Yeah, they're hinting at things. But I think it's wishful thinking. I think it's probably going to go down. It's going to happen. And we're just going to have to deal with it.
Just like everything else.
Right.
We'll see.
Yeah.
We'll see.
If it doesn't happen.
Oh.
Now, here's one conspiracy theory that I've heard.
It's only going to get crazier.
Here's one conspiracy theory that I've heard is that Trump supposedly is having a victory rally in D.C. the day prior to the inauguration.
Oh.
Okay. So now the theory is that he wants to have as many of his peeps in D.C. in case there's any shenanigans where they say, nope.
Oh, so that they can riot again.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And storm the Capitol.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So that's just something that I've seen.
No, but that's great. Get them all in one place.
Yeah.
And then you fly
Build
over with
wall.
Helicopters and big nets and just net them all up. Yeah. Take them out and dump them in the ocean. That's nice. Happy New Year, folks.
God bless America.
God bless America.
Off to a great start in 25.
Always a positive note here on the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show.
The country's in a very healthy place right now.
Right, yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, getting back to that whole situation in New Orleans on New Year's Day, That's a whole another level of crazy.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know how you get your... I mean, we've talked a lot on the show in the past about, I am a big, serial killer enthusiast.
Right.
Not that I'm for them, but I just find them fascinating.
Right.
And this sort of situation that happened in New Orleans is... There was planning that went along.
Right.
And my whole thought is, at what point are you so motivated that you're going to do this? And then isn't there a point where you just go, what the hell am I doing?
Right. Where
am I on crack? What am I doing?
Do you just have little devils on both shoulders?
I mean, have we not all said, I'll kill that guy? You know what I mean? But then to actually go and do it? That's a whole different thing. To actually rent this vehicle, you know, in Texas, drive to New Orleans, go around the barricades, fly down this. Have you seen any of the videos?
I've seen, yeah.
It's insane. I mean, this dude was flying down the street.
The one question that I have, the timing of it.
Mm-hmm.
Was he supposed to be there about 3 hours earlier?
I don't know because
it seems a bit late
for 3:15. You know, I don't know. maybe he thought that by 3:15 in the morning,
the security would have dropped. Off.
And that's a whole other thing that New Orleans is going to have to deal with, because supposedly the bollards that they have that automatically pop up at the end of Bourbon Street and on the adjacent streets have not worked in a long time.
Oh.
And in that press conference where that chief of police came up and said, well, they haven't worked in a long time, but we were hoping to have them done by the Super Bowl, right? And then the governor's like, oh, well, you don't need to say all that. Shut it.
You know? Said too much.
Yeah, you've just gotten us sued.
Trade secrets.
Yeah, right. I don't know. But, you know, supposedly if those bollards aren't, and the bollards are basically steel rods that come up out of the street automatically to block off a street. And then when the festival or whatever it is done, they sink back down. Now, think about this. Anything underground in New Orleans
is underwater.
Is going to be a lot like it is here in Florida. So you can't go underground and have anything not just being rotted away by the water.
Right.
You know what I mean? So, no, I'm not surprised they don't work. You know, crazy.
You know, and that seems like a bad system for the area.
Well, when you think about the number of festivals and events that are held in New Orleans, I mean, just like, okay, yesterday we watched the Sugar Bowl, which was supposed to be held New Year's Day, but they postponed it because of the situation. The Super Bowl is going to be held there in a few weeks. The New Orleans Jazz Fest. There's always something going on in New Orleans. You would think that they would have top of the line stuff.
You would think that
Bourbon Street was just permanently shut down.
Which I think it should be.
Right.
I mean, yeah.
Aren't there streets in like Orlando that are like have all the bars and restaurants and stuff like that are just permanently shut down?
I think part of the problem in New Orleans, and maybe I'm wrong, but how do they get their deliveries? They have no alleys.
Right.
Like think about when we were there. You would see like the beer trucks and the delivery trucks delivering the food and, you know, supplies, beverages to the restaurants.
They're going to have to drone it in, man.
Get
a phone call at the New Jersey. Let's get those drones working.
And I'm sure those bollards that come up out of the ground are state of the art.
Probably.
If you're above sea level.
Right.
You know, but that's...
New Orleans, like us, they don't have basements.
You have to have...
Anything in the ground is going to rot.
You have to have the right state-of-the-art solution for your climate and your situation.
Mm-hmm.
What works here doesn't work necessarily in the mountains, or what works in the mountains doesn't work here.
Right. The gentleman that did the ramming, I guess, 42-year-old guy, Samsu Din Jabbar, born in Texas.
They blamed illegal immigrants anyway.
Oh, sure. I heard two people do that, and it was Donnie and Donnie Jr.
Of course.
Yeah, trying to prove their point. And, you know, obviously, you know, speaking without knowing anything, which is not uncommon.
Yeah, what else is new?
Right. But, yeah, 42 years old, born in Texas, served 10 years in the military, you know.
Well adjusted.
At some point, he got unadjusted. Something happened. I don't know how you go to that, but something happened. You know, you can't, just because you've got a name like Samsu Din Jabbar, you can't automatically assume that they're a terrorist.
Yeah, right. Not right.
And that's what some people have done.
Yes.
I wouldn't call them people.
Okay.
That might be a stretch.
Yeah. I don't know if you got a chance to see that Sunday afternoon press conference in New Orleans, and it had the mayor, had the chief of police, it had the FBI agent, it had Senator John Kennedy, who I cannot stand. Who else did it have? It had
way to mix words, honey.
had several other people that were. Oh, and it had the governor, whatever his name is, good old boy.
Dingleberry.
Oh, truly. His name may as well be Dingleberry. And it was just, it was ridiculous. I mean, this press conference was, it's like, are you kidding me? It's like these people, I mean, and I think what made it worse was, Senator, John Kennedy, because he gets in there and tries to act like a badass.
Oh, mm-hmm.
There will be fresh hell.
Okay.
If you try to suppress this information, and he's looking right at the FBI agent, you know, he goes, "Well, I guess we've turned this all over to the FBI," and he just glances at the FBI agent like, you know, because he's one of those Trumpers that want to do away with the FBI,
anti-FBI. Right, you know?
So and then he said his thing, acted like he was a badass, and he looks like a, you know, his face looks like a foot. He's just ridiculous looking, and the whole time he's standing there with his cheek in his hand, like he's either hungover or can't keep himself awake. And then he springs
up. Who stands like that?
Right. Then he springs up to
other
do this.
Other than a call girl.
This threatening conversation. And then he, you know, hands the mic back over. And then insists on getting the mic back. I swear to God, I will bring fresh hell if they suppress any of this information. Fresh hell.
We live in the worst timeline.
Oh, my God. It's just ridiculous. It's like, I wish somebody in the crowd would have been like, shut up. Shut up, tough guy. What are you going to do?
Foot face.
Your foot face. Shut up. Anyway. So that's a sad situation. And then, you know, what? You know, 15 people. I mean, it started out 10 people had been killed, and then it jumped up to 15 people by the afternoon, and... you know,
I'm sure there are more coming.
It could be. You know, you don't get hit by a car and, you know, walk away very easily, you know.
And you know most of those people were not of our age group.
No, well, think about it. The Sugar Bowl was going to be there that day, and there had to be a lot of college kids. What's that that influencer, the gymnast?
Livy Dunn.
Livy Dunn. She was there with her boyfriend. Supposedly they almost got hit. You know,
I mean, it was young people.
Sure. Well, the video.
Who's out at 3 a.m.?
The video I saw was
not me.
A video I saw was a young girl, and you could. The video was like shot like from one end of the street down the street, and you could kind of see like there was a commotion down the street, and you could see people separating, and then all of a sudden you see this truck just flying down the road, and in front of the truck. There's like, I don't know, five or six people that are like diving toward the sidewalk. And this girl, literally, another second, she would have been clipped. I mean, she got off the road onto the sidewalk at the very last possible second. It was like, oh, my God, how close was that?
You know? It's almost like what is that, the wind that comes off a vehicle?
Pushed her out of the way
right. At the last second.
Yeah. Anyway, so that's an unfortunate situation and a crappy way to start 2025. And then, of course, there's a whole situation out in Vegas where the Tesla Cybertruck blew up outside of Trump Tower in Vegas. And I think for a while there, they were trying to combine the two, say that they were linked somehow, because I guess the vehicle that was rented... the truck from New Orleans was rented from the same place that the Cybertruck was rented.
Yeah, but I mean,
that's just how that works.
Are we talking, you know, like a big company?
It's something I've never heard of before. It's almost like a company that, and I heard somebody say today that the company, it's not like Hertz or Avis or anything like that. It's got, and I can't think of the name of it, but it's almost as if it's a, It's a rental company that caters to Airbnbs.
Okay.
So it's a smaller private company.
Okay, well then that makes it more suspicious.
Right. And then I mean
if they had both been
right.
How
do they know to go there? And then
Enterprise, Rent-A-Car.
Both of them served at Fort Bragg at the same time. So now they're thinking, "Oh, they were both indoctrinated at the same time and, you know, whatever." But
I don't know. We'll see.
Who knows?
All right. Can we move on?
Yes. What else?
We're trying to make a better year
mm-hmm.
this year.
But we would be amiss.
I know.
We would be irresponsible journalists if we did not at least act like we know what's going on.
He acts like we're journalists.
Yeah, right. We're something.
Beep, 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 beep. Here's the news.
Here's the news. Okay. This just in.
Breaking news.
Yeah. So here's the thing. Is it sad that Jimmy Carter died?
Ugh.
I mean, he was 100 years old.
Yeah, he's 100 years old. He had brain cancer for
what? Forever.
Yeah, I mean.
No, I mean, for a long time. I mean,
he was in hospice almost 2 years.
Right.
He was more than ready to go.
Sure he was. I mean, he was a great man. He was the 39th president of the United States. He was a great humanitarian. He even won a Nobel Prize for his humanitarian efforts.
He cared about
yes,
not only the American people, but the people of the world.
When you talk about Christians, that's the dude.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was
that's
a real
the
one.
Dude. That's the
real
dude.
One.
Right, yeah. He was all about it. He got my mom an A+ on a social studies project of mine when I was in seventh grade. It was kind of cool. I had this social studies project, and it was all about the energy crisis at the time. It was like 1975 or 1976. Hold on a second. but anyway, mom got this idea that because Jimmy Carter had just given a State of the Union speech or something like that regarding the energy crisis. And mom was like, how cool would it be if we could get a hand, you know, hold of that speech? So she contacted the White House and they said, oh, yeah,
oh, sure.
We'll send it to you. We'll send it to you. So mom got the speech, right? Included it in my report. I did like nothing. The report. So mom got an A+, but it included Jimmy Carter's speech on the internet
with your name on it.
Yeah, with my name on it.
Thanks, Jimma.
Mm-hmm. Thanks, Jimma. Right. So, yeah. But anyway, yeah, Jimmy Carter passed away the other day at the age of 100. So.
Yes, Mr. FEMA.
Mr. FEMA. That's right. You said he that before started, the show, and I was like, oh.
He launched FEMA in 1979, and when you think of all the crises across this country, fires, floods, tornadoes, FEMA was created by Jimmy Carter.
Mm-hmm.
He was always looking out for the American people.
Well, all I know is that we were on that Disney cruise and it turned out that the Carter family was on the cruise. And on the day that you go to the Disney Island, we claimed our picnic table. And then the Carter family claimed a picnic table right behind us. And I can remember it being about 8:30 in the morning and they were all cracking beers.
And so were you.
And so was I.
They're on vacation, man.
We were all on vacation.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, and the Secret Service is all swarming around. And, mm-hmm. But they were very kind people. I mean, we waved and yep. said hello and
right.
kind of mm-hmm. cheersed our beers.
At
10 a.m. Mm-hmm. on.
Right.
Whatever now, day.
Let's
of the
get
week.
Hopped up and go snorkel.
Yeah.
For America.
Let's have a beer and watch the kids, I don't know, kayak.
He had his little Secret Service people over there. Hey, dude, can I hold your gun?
Yeah.
Want a beer? Anyway.
Well, they let us that close, so apparently we weren't a suspicious family.
No, they looked at us and they were like, no threat here.
No threat here. They're ordering their beers, too.
Let's try to fit in. All right, folks, we need to take a break.
Yes.
We've been prattling along now for a half hour. All right, folks, I'm going to play this song. It's a little ditty by Creedence Clearwater Revival. It's called Down on the Corner, Out in the Street. Maybe not such a good idea these days, according to recent events. But the song will be right back. Okay, we're back. And that again, that was Creedence Clearwater Revival with Down on the Corner. And again, I'll say, in light of recent events, might not be the safest thing to do. Hang out on the corner, out in the street.
Yeah. Frowned upon.
Frowned upon.
Canceled.
Everything. Everybody ruins everything.
Uh-huh. Right.
Right. Anyway, folks, we're back. 727-804-5891 is the number to call if you want to be in contact with us, either via text message or you can call in to that number and talk to us live on air.
Live on air.
Yep. Before the break, we got a text from our buddy Debbie Dan Gray. It says, on a happy thought, no humidity in Southwest Florida Gulf, snow in Ohio, no snow in Ohio for girls' reunion week in July, Steph. It says, the Ohio State Buckeyes won, sitting on our lanai, having a beer, pretty sunset, and hanging with you guys Friday happy hour. Cheers.
Nice.
How nice is that?
I hope you have your parka on. Or maybe it's warmer down there.
Probably you're warmer just, down there than it is here.
You know. Yeah. Anyway. Just a couple hours south might be enough.
Yeah.
I've got my parka on.
Probably. Yeah. I've got about four layers on. And we're in the house.
Pansy.
Yeah, I know.
Pansy, right?
Do not do the cold.
No. Not into it at all. So, who still has their Christmas decorations up?
Me.
I never put them up to begin with.
Oh, man, what a Scrooge.
They're all here.
You're right.
Yeah. I think we leave ours up. I'm leaving them up till we actually get to have a celebration.
Mm-hmm.
It might be Easter. Who knows?
So, Debbie just texted back, sweet shirt.
I think
oh,
she
sweatshirt.
Sweatshirt.
Sweatshirt. I can't read.
That's why I do radio.
Right, that's why I do radio.
Yeah. He can speak.
Sweatshirt.
Yeah. Sweatshirt.
I'm like, duh.
Yeah, no, I was full, you know, fuzzy sweater, jacket, scarf today.
Dude, I have a Long John shirt on, a t-shirt on top of that. A long sleeve t-shirt on top of that, and a sweatshirt on top of that. Still, right now, we're in the house. Outside today, I had a hoodie on top of all of that.
I wore shorts today.
You're not human. So anyway, You're not old. Is there an expected time for decorations to be put away?
No, man, they're your decorations.
I love the way the tree looks. I love the way, look, in this house, I don't know if you've noticed, Ty, but we have a lot of lamps and stuff. So we're all about lighting, and that tree being lit there just inside the front door, I think it looks wonderful. And I'm going to be so disappointed once it's gone. It's going to be like, oh, it's going to take away one of our lighting features.
You know, just put the phantom up.
Yeah.
Mm. Okay.
There you go. That's it. That's what we'll do.
Just leave him up all
year. I forgot about that. Right. Yeah, we could do that. But then we have to listen to that fan all the time.
Yeah, it's fine.
It's better than the puppies chewing.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Oh, my God. Yeah, I don't know what it is about the puppies, man. It's this time of year. I think when the humidity goes away, their skin dries out.
The weather change.
Oh, my God.
It's
so we kind of tricked them though. We figured out that if you give them some Benadryl at night, yeah, it puts them down. It puts them down.
That and turn on the electric blanket.
Mm-hmm.
And it's We're all right. good.
Yep. So anyway, Steph, I was thinking about taking down the Christmas decorations this weekend, but if you're saying no,
I'm cool with that. And if we do,
I mean, it's really just the tree.
I think we somehow need to put, when we move the table back, it needs a lighted feature.
Something. Right. Okay.
That's all.
Just I'm hip to that. A big lava lamp.
If they made a great big lava lamp.
Okay.
Do they make great big ones?
They do.
Do they?
Spencer's. Go to Spencer's.
They still have Spencer's?
Yeah. They've got one at Largo Mall now.
All right.
Oh.
Cool, yeah. That's what we'll do. Yeah. Well, we'll get rid of that tree this weekend. We'll go get a lava lamp.
Getting like a big green one.
Big green lava lamp.
Yeah.
Just looks like slime going off in the house.
Yep. Let's see.
They have molten lava going on in there. Let's get a red one.
Yep. Well, we'll get several.
Yeah. Fill up that table.
Just fill up the whole table with lava lamps. All different sizes.
Shapes and colors.
Right. Our Tampa Bay Buccaneers are 9-7, lead the NFC South, and can clinch the division with a victory over the Saints on Sunday at Ray J, 1 o'clock.
Yes.
Now, we are basically sneaking into the playoffs.
Yes.
And we have teams that we really should thank. And here's a thank you out to the Washington Commanders that knocked off the Atlanta Falcons the other night, which helped us. Get to where we are right now.
One step closer.
Yeah, Atlanta losing put us number one NFC South. We win on Sunday, and we clinch the division, which means we are in the playoffs.
In the playoffs.
Yeah. I don't know. It's been an interesting season. We've had our ups and downs, but for the most part, listen, I don't know that I've appreciated Buccaneers football more than I have this season and last season in a long time. I think it's because of Baker Mayfield. Everybody made such a big deal about us having Tom Brady, and I really didn't think Tom Brady was that great. I wasn't impressed with him. I didn't think he was a good leader. I thought he was boring. Baker Mayfield, man, he mixes it up.
Yeah.
He makes it happen.
Yeah.
He's fun to watch. He's gritty. He's tough. He'll take a hit and get right back up and keep playing.
They're playing football.
Yeah, they're playing football. Tom Brady was like, don't touch me, don't touch me.
Mm-hmm. He's too famous.
He's too famous.
Got to have his balls deflated or whatever.
Right.
Right.
He was doing the ballerina dance.
Yep. But anyway, yeah. Oh, and one of the, it's like, how nice is it? When was the last time the Buccaneers had a standout running back, and now all of a sudden we got this rookie Bucky Irving.
Oh,
and this kid's lighting it up, man.
He's lighting it up.
Yeah, rookie season. He's already at 1,000 yards. That's something to be.
I remember when, and you remember, I'm sure, Ty, when the Buccaneers won that game years ago.
Right.
That sent them to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And the Jackanettas were over.
Yeah,
you know,
right.
We were having we did our big Sunday football thing. And Dad cried.
Sure, man. Listen, I'm invested. I'm invested in this. I mean, I am not as.
It was a big deal.
It was a big deal. And I'm not as fanatical about it as I used to be. My buddy Paul's the same way. He's still a Commanders fan. But when I was up north as a Redskin fan, if they lost, man, I was in a funk till Wednesday.
you know what
I mean? It was like, are you kidding me? And I mean, I still get worked up, but it's like, okay, I'm 60 now.
Yeah.
I don't have the energy to be upset.
Who's got time for
Who's
that?
Who's got time for that?
I'm busy.
I'm busy doing other non-important stuff. Anyway, the Bucs will play the Saints this Sunday here at Ray J at 1 o'clock. And go Bucs.
And I think the...
I mean, they destroyed. Who'd they play last week? I can't even remember who they played.
You can put me on the spot.
Yeah, well, they beat him. They beat him a lot. They beat him a lot. And it was like, what, 48 to, what was the score? Where's my notes?
What are your notes?
My notes. They beat him up pretty good. So, where are my notes? I had that in my notes.
Well, in the temperature Sunday, it should be a lovely day.
Oh,
chilly. I think the high Sunday is supposed to be like 65 and sunny.
Mm-hmm.
But 65's not 73.
Isn't there a day coming up where it's going to be like 22 or something? I saw that.
There's.
Have you seen anything about... I don't know how accurate this is, but I've seen like on TikTok, they've got a lot of... Have you ever heard of Mike's weather page?
I've heard of it.
Okay, so he's a pretty popular weather page guy, and he gets a lot of respect from a lot of the local meteorologists and things like that here in the Tampa Bay, St. Pete area.
He also does a lot of things nationally.
Right.
That surprised me.
But there's a lot of copycat guys that are on like TikTok, and they're like, oh, boy. We got the biggest cold front you've ever seen coming toward the East Coast. And, I mean, they're talking about it's going to be 19 degrees in Orlando with a 10% chance of snow. And I'm like, what? You know.
It'd be pretty neat.
I don't like the cold. I wouldn't mind seeing the snow, but 19 degrees is ridiculous.
Keep that up there where it belongs. Mm.
Yeah, so it's
we're
like
down here for a reason.
It's like I want to ask Paul and Jenny. It's like, hey man, are you hearing anything about this huge cold front coming your way?
It's coming.
You know.
Oh, it's...
What was that blizzard that we had? What year was that? That was like 1978 or something like that.
We were out of school
for 3 weeks.
Yeah, you and I talked about that.
Right.
And we were trying to figure out what year it was. Mm. 75, 78.
I think it was like 78. 70
whatever.
I think I was.
We had Viking days.
I think I was a sophomore.
Which made no sense.
Right.
Because they had us go to school for like 2 hours in the morning, go home and go back for 2 hours in the afternoon.
No.
Okay. Once I'm done, I'm done.
Me too.
We all walked to school, so it put us out in the blizzard,
right,
and the snow and the cold twice as much as we would have been.
That was so bizarre that year, the blizzard that we got, 48-14 was the score of the game last week, but for the life of me, I can't remember who they played. So
doesn't matter.
Anyway.
Losers.
Yeah, losers. Losers. but no, that blizzard that we got, and I'm thinking it was like 78, we got like, I feel like it was a couple feet of snow. And then it would warm up during the day, so everything would start to melt a little bit, and then it would get back down to absolute freezing at night. So when you woke up in the morning, the Panthers, that's who it was.
Okay.
Thanks, Dad. So everything was completely iced over so that you could actually walk on top of the snow on the ice.
Yeah, well.
I mean, it was treacherous. It was treacherous.
Tried not to slip and fall down.
Right. Mm-hmm. But that's what would happen. And then in that three-week period, then there was a couple of like ice storms that happened on top of it all. I mean, it was just crazy. It was just, is this ever going to end?
It was insane.
Yeah, yeah. 3 to 4 inches of snow possible with a mix of ice, rain, and freezing rain Sunday through. Man, I'm getting all kinds of messages all of a sudden. And I said that I would react to these directly. Hold on. Which is good because we don't have a lot of content.
Happy New Year, everybody.
Yeah, right. So Paul's saying 3 to 4 inches of snow possible with a mix of ice, rain, and freezing rain Sunday through Monday. Lows in the upper 20s and highs right around freezing. Tuesday all goes away, but temps drop into the teens overnight and highs in the upper 20s or low 30s.
Oof.
No melting. Gross.
Gross.
I don't like that at all. Yeah, and then Debbie, her last text was 78, 4 feet of snow. Oh, yeah. It was 1978, 4 feet of snow.
4 feet of snow.
Yeah, it was a lot.
It was a lot.
It was something, man.
Well, it was a lot. 78, I was 11.
So you're in Ohio. So you guys got more snow than us.
Yeah.
I mean, if you got 4 feet of snow in Ohio, and I'm telling you, we got about 2 feet of snow. And then it just kept icing over. It was just a wreck.
I finally made it to not quite 5 feet by the time I was 12 and a half.
Mm-hmm.
So there was almost as much snow as I was tall.
Yeah, but give yourself a little credit. You had boobs early.
Yeah. Lucky me.
She had boobs at 10, man.
Kept me above the snow.
All the little Cub Scouts were like, who's that? Who's that short girl with the knockers?
That's why my hair turned white early, too. Early boobs, white hair.
Early boobs, white hair. Yeah. Yeah. So, oh, here's something. This is, and I had to do it to a family friend. I voiced my concerns today at the Winn-Dixie.
Oh, no.
Regarding the number of non-winning Mega Millions tickets that they keep selling me.
Did you harass them?
I let them know that I was not pleased. Because once again, some lucky jerk won my money.
Is another member of this family now banned from the Winn-Dixie?
Yeah, right. I stayed cool. I didn't have to be ejected.
Escorted out. Like some people.
But I did let them know my displeasure.
Well,
let's get it together,
them.
Folks. If we work together, we will all win. Wink, wink.
Which is why I buy the tickets at Publix.
Come on now, Jimma.
Right, yeah.
Some insider trading here.
Right, so we talked last week that the... that the Mega Millions lottery was worth an estimated $1.25 billion. And like I said, some lucky jerk in California won the whole thing.
One.
Whatever happened to like 15 people winning it?
Right.
It's always one person now.
They stopped doing
that. Does any office win it anymore? Like,
I don't think
30
so.
People in an office put
no,
into the
people,
pool?
No, people don't do that anymore.
Right.
They don't share.
Mm.
They don't like their coworkers enough to chip in, you know, a dollar and get 30 of them together to buy 30 tickets.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't want to say it hurts my feelings, but it really does kind of hurt my feelings.
Hurts my feelings.
Because I have all the best intentions. I would really help a lot of people out.
Okay. Jimma.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, I mean, he'd have to be high on the list. He's got a lot going on.
Yeah. I was referring to Jimmy
Carter. No, she was comparing me to a great man, Jimmy Carter. I could be
a whole lot of philanthropy.
Yeah.
I've always wanted to be a philanthropist. Mm-hmm. The problem is I don't have the money.
Right. All it takes is money.
A philanthropist.
I've got a philanthropist's heart.
Yes.
I just don't have the means.
Oh, exactly.
I have one, too, in the fridge, but I try not to take it out too much. Scares the hose.
Scares the hose.
Oh, you're bad.
Mm-hmm. Mm. I mean, really, I could change some lives. For the good.
You could change ours.
I could change ours.
That's for sure.
I mean, I figure you win $1.25 billion, you slide everybody $1,000 and say, have a good day.
Good luck.
Don't call me, I'll call you.
What was the story we had a couple weeks ago? Would you be offended if somebody in the grocery store came up and just gave you $100 and said, you know what, here's $100 because I feel like you need it. You know, would you be offended or would you be like, thank you, brother. And then he goes,
looking a little gross.
And then he goes, as a matter of fact, I'll just pay for everything in your cart. I'd be running around that store loading up. I'd get three carts.
Nope, you're already in the checkout.
I'd have to tow a cart home because I couldn't get all the stuff in my car. Strap another cart to the roof.
PlayStations for everyone.
PlayStations for everyone. This dude's got money, man. Yeah. That's just the kind of guy I am.
Yeah.
So, I don't know, a couple weeks ago, Ty shows up here to the show, and he's obviously ill, but did not consider the, you know,
well-being of others.
Well-being of others.
Look, man, the show must go on.
And he infected us with the flummoxus. So Steph and I spent our New Year's with the flu.
Spreading the blessings of Nurgle.
I talked to my buddy Paul yesterday, the day before, and poor Paul, man, I think he's got COVID now for like the 10th time.
I know.
He likes
Paul. He likes it.
Paul has had COVID.
He's had COVID more than
any other person I know.
Paul's had COVID so many times. He could write a know-it-all book on COVID. How to survive COVID from an expert.
For the 10th time.
Right.
I swear, it's like since all of this began.
Since COVID came out, every time I turn around, Paul's got COVID.
Yeah. It's like they need to start examining his blood or something to figure out why he's so susceptible.
He's got like...
He's a COVID magnet.
Yeah, he gets it, man.
He gets it.
Straight out of Wuhan, this one.
he actually bit the bat. He's got that bat blood in him.
I am so sorry, Paul.
Me too.
But you have had COVID more times than anyone I know.
It's like 10 times, right?
And all the chicken noodle soup and goldfish crackers he must have gone through.
Now, listen, there is something to be said about that chicken noodle soup because what day was it that you and I were, like the first couple days when we were really fresh in the bloom and really suffering.
I lost track of days with all the holidays.
You got us that chicken noodle soup, and I'm telling you, there's some sort of medication in chicken noodle soup that will help you out for at least an hour.
Healing properties.
It loosens you up real good, warms you up on the inside. It's like, oh my God, I can breathe. I can breathe. I haven't coughed. And
chicken
I got a full
soup,
belly.
Oyster crackers.
Yeah.
Guess what we're having for breakfast?
There you go.
Because I am over it. Mm-hmm. I'm done.
It's lingering. I went to work the last couple days. You wake up in the morning, you feel pretty good. You get out of the shower, and it's like, oh, I feel great.
Okay, I can do this.
You go to work and start doing something. It's like, oh, boy.
No.
Here it is. This is why I didn't go to work yesterday.
Not so fast.
Right.
Slow it down.
Yeah.
Pump the brakes.
Anyway, so if anybody else out there is ailing, well, I am sorry.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. You're not as bad as Paul.
Yeah.
He's got COVID for the 10th time.
Is there a world record?
I think he's got it. I think he's got it. I think he knows he's got it. He's probably not talking about it because he doesn't want anybody else to jump up and go, you know what? I think I might have had it for
I might have had it 12 times.
I might have had it 12 times. Prove it. Prove it. Anyway. Yeah, it's funny. There's a lot of people. I mean, there's a lot of people at work that either have the flu. I mean, For all we know, we might have COVID.
We didn't test.
We've
had COVID. COVID is different than this. We've also had colds in our lives.
That first time we had COVID, I was sure we were going to die.
Yes.
The second time we had COVID was not a whole lot different than what this is.
Might have for COVID. Me, the second time.
Well, you're vaccinated, so.
The second time was not as bad as the first time.
Right.
But way worse than this. Yeah. This is a cold.
Mm-hmm.
I've had colds my whole life. You know, I'm old. I've had a lot.
I've always been a snot bucket, so.
Yeah.
I got that going for me.
Yeah.
Nothing new about that.
No, I mean, even when I don't have a flummoxus, I'm blowing my nose 50 times a day.
Yeah.
I'm just born that way.
I'm pretty sure there's like a Lego in there.
Something.
Because he was that kid, right?
Yeah, kind of was that kid.
You know, I guarantee.
Like. Leaking brain fluid or something.
He's got like the mini.
It's one of those. It's not a Yoga Joe. It's one of the smaller ones. But I somehow managed to get one of those little green army men up into my sinus.
Speed Racer up in his nose, you know, or Evel Knievel that went on a little bike.
Right. Tiny football in there.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Tiny football. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Could be.
Could be.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think whatever his is was a childhood
malady.
Well, and it could be worth a lot of money if it hasn't disintegrated. Oh obviously, my God, can you imagine? Hasn't.
Yeah, Paul and his world record of 10 COVID shots. You know, right. 10 times with the COVID. How about me with a Lego thing in my nose for 60 years?
Yeah, right.
What's come on, man?
That's a
call the press.
We'll auction it. You know what are the auction houses?
Yeah. Oh, I've had COVID 10 times.
Yeah, well, look at this G.I. Joe they found in my nasal passage from 1967.
Yeah. All right. Stop it. All right, folks, listen, we are already at the end of our first hour. I hope you've been entertained because I've got nothing for the second hour.
Okay, good.
That's not true. I have some stuff, very little, but I do have some stuff.
So oh, good. Okay.
We will be talking even slower in the second hour.
I don't think we were talking slow. We should have slowed it down.
We probably should have. We could be talking about Jimmy Carter in the second hour.
Well, we could bring it back.
We'll come back around. We'll revisit.
We'll roll back.
All right, folks, we're the Marker Radio Happy Hour Show. We come to you every Friday evening, 6 to 8 p.m., right here on Radio St. Pete Online and on Sunshine. 96.7 FM Radio St. Pete, where local music lives. We're going to take this break, and during the break, we're going to play a bunch of promos. Do yourself a favor. Check out these promos, because there's a lot of fantastic programming on Radio St. Pete and on Sunshine 96.7 FM Radio St. Pete. A lot of great stuff. These promos are of shows that come on later tonight after our show and then throughout the weekend. When we come back from the break, oh, let's talk about this movie, Civil War, Ty.
Oh, okay. Did you finally see it?
We saw it. We'll talk about it when we come back. All right, folks, we'll be back in a few minutes.
Sunshine, 96.7 FM, WMTB, LP, St. Petersburg, Radio St. Pete, where local music lives.
One and all, let us imbibe with the Marco Radio Show Happy Hour. This is Ed Rowe from the Boho Sideshow.
All right, that was John Tavius Willis with "The World Is in a Tangle," and ain't that true?
Yes.
Isn't it? Are we in a tangle?
We're in a tangle.
We're in a tangle. Mm-hmm. Anyway, folks, we're back. We're the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show. We come to you every Friday evening, 6 to 8 p.m.
Right here on Radio St. Pete.
Online and on Sunshine, 96.7 FM, Radio St. Pete, where local music lives. If you want to give us a call or text, the number is 727-804-5891. I'm having a hard time because I just got a text from Mr. I've had COVID 10 times. He said... And the text says, "The way you remember, the way, the way you were making fun of my misfortune, I thought you'd be playing down with the sickness. Next time I'm coming your way to spread it among friends. Well, at least he's willing to share.
Yeah.
Hey, listen.
Oh, hey, and
all
look,
I can see is days off of work.
And I'm going to write down with the sickness.
Mm-hmm.
Down.
That would be a fantastic one.
Yes.
Paul, you know we love you, and it's just, it's all about fun.
And, you know, we're just trying to make you happy in light of all of...
All three of us hate that you've had COVID 10 times.
Why?
I don't know why. I don't know. He's hanging out with the wrong crowd, man.
Stop
licking doorknobs.
Who's he hanging out with?
Wash your hands.
What are you doing over there? Yeah, my buddy Paul, he's the susceptible one. He gets everything. Did I tell you I had COVID 10 times? Had chickenpox 14 times.
What Mom brought up, wasn't there a thing early on?
Had polio for 2 weeks.
Wasn't there a thing early on in COVID that if you got it once, you'd never get it again?
It seems like that.
Had it three times.
I've had it twice.
Well, we may have had it the third time. I mean, if we had tested, what would have happened?
I don't think we would have been positive.
Anyway.
We've had it twice.
I'm not doing that test again where they put the pipe cleaner down your nose.
Well, you can do it yourself. You can be a lot more gentle.
No, I cannot.
Well, we did it ourselves. We tested it at home, and it was a lot more gentle. I can't even imagine waiting in line in your car for an hour to have some chick who's tired of being there ram that thing up your nose. That's we're ready to fight.
Here, let me find your tonsils.
That could have been a lot more gentle. I get it. You've been standing here all day ramming noses, but
I didn't do it.
You need to be a lot more gentle with this one. This proboscis. You do not probe as
thoroughly,
as thoroughly, and as aggressively. Take it easy, baby.
This is a no-probe zone.
Right. What if it was different? What if the whole probe... Let's think about this scenario. What if the only way to test for it is they had to probe your backside?
No.
So everybody in their car had to show up and moon everybody. So... Everybody in the car
That'll
had to just show
next.
Up to every window and moon, and then everybody came up with a swab and just put it up your... Boink, boink. I mean, listen, everything could be different. Everything could be a whole different thing. We don't know. We just got lucky that they swabbed your nose. It could have been the butt.
This time?
That's what I'm saying. What next?
Well, it seems like we got this pandemic, and the only way to really test for it is we got to swab your butt. You're going to pull up in this line that you've waited in for about 3 hours.
It's Florida, so you're sweaty.
You're sweaty. You got a fever. You probably got it, but just in case, we need to swab that butt.
And I don't know about you, but when I'm sick, the deuce is loose. Don't be poking around.
Oh, man. Well, here comes the Lego from 1967. You just flushed it out of his nasal passage.
Do you ever wonder, really, why hasn't Joe canceled this?
I don't know.
Why isn't he like...
Why
you know what? We need to get rid of this.
Everybody
show.
Loves a train wreck.
You know, we're all about we're all about local music, and then we got these jackasses. Every They don't even play local music.
What are you talking about?
What the hell's wrong with these guys?
You play all the local heroes,
right? They all went to school here.
Right. We play all the artists that were beneficial to the local artists' careers.
Right.
They were
the influences.
Right. Mm-hmm.
We're just the bad influences.
Talk about get to the roots. That's where we are. We're getting to the roots.
We've got influences.
Yep. Anyway, so before the break, and before Ty interrupted our show with anal swabs, we said that we were going to talk about this movie, Civil War, and it was recommended to us originally by...
it'll be a documentary soon.
Jamie and Thomas, and then Ty, I guess you saw it. so Mom and I watched it on New Year's Eve, all days, to watch it. And I tell you honestly, I said to Mom before the show, I said, we watched that movie, Civil War, New Year's Eve. Do you remember any of it? And neither one of us were like, you know what? I really cannot remember any of it. And I did not fall asleep. I'm trying to put together what actually happened movie.
It blends in with the news so well.
Yeah.
Right.
I mean,
Look.
We need to watch it again.
It was the first time in a very long time we actually sat down and stopped and watched a movie.
Yeah.
And it was, you're right, Ty.
It was fairly early. It was early in the day. It wasn't like we were like approaching midnight or anything like
no.
that.
No.
So, you American?
Absolutely.
Mm. What kind of American?
No.
Right. Yeah, well, that's, yeah, okay. And now, that just jogged my memory. Yes, absolutely. And that's a frightening statement. And I'm telling you that if that is not how in line is that?
It's scary.
With where we are now.
Right.
You know what I mean?
And I think that's part of the reason, if you will, we don't remember because it's no different. It was no different than watching.
Yeah.
What goes on in the news?
Yeah, I didn't really see. I don't remember anything that was so outrageous that it was like, oh my God.
I remember some outrageous.
It all seemed very plausible.
It all seemed like it was, yeah, this was, this. Oh yeah,
this
I could
see
this happening. Yeah.
Yeah. And it probably is happening.
The movie's called Civil War. And what was it, Netflix? Maybe Netflix, I think.
Amazon Prime.
Amazon Prime. If you want to watch it, it's a depiction of
what will probably be happening.
What could
after
be happening?
The 20th.
Yeah, yeah. What could be happening here very soon?
So watch Idiocracy first.
Yeah,
and then watch Civil War because this is where we are today.
Right.
Based on the Idiocracy playbook.
Yeah. So the new. Bob Dylan movie?
Oh, the, what is that? The Complete Unknown?
The Complete Unknown. So this I saw this girl today give sort of a review of the movie. And she says, and she had no problem saying it. She said it full chest. She said, I went with a group of friends who were all, she goes, I've been in the music scene for most of my life. And she says, you're always going to run into somebody who's been influenced by Bob Dylan.
Right.
Okay. There's always going to be that guy in the group. You know what I mean? She said the movie was okay. She says they all loved it. The group that I went with, she said, but here's the thing. I think Bob Dylan is a great songwriter. She says, I think he wrote songs about things that he didn't necessarily know about. He watched it in the news, but he wasn't really experiencing it for himself, right? And in real life, he's a complete piece of S.
Oh.
And I don't know how she knows this. She says he is a horrible human being. And I was like, wow, that's a pretty big bold statement to say about, you know, Bob Dylan. I've never heard anything like that. I've never heard that he was a problem or anything like that.
You never really hear anything about it.
Nah, one of the times that I got to see the Grateful Dead, Bob Dylan played with them. And at one point during the concert, a la Bob Dylan, he was the lead singer. And the song got into, like, jam mode. And he got out sort of, like, ahead of the rest of the band toward the edge of the stage. And he was doing his thing solo, singing and playing. And you couldn't understand a word he was saying. But
well, that's Bob Dylan.
But this was a Grateful Dead show. And we were all, you know, out of our minds anyway. So it was like, it's Bob Dylan. You know what I mean? But
America.
Yeah, Merca. Mm-hmm. I don't know. She was definitely angry toward Bobby D.
Look, so. some people have thoughts.
You do realize that your middle name Dylan is after Bob Dylan.
Uh huh.
Yeah. Okay. Just like, because mom is a huge Bob Dylan fan.
Right.
Me, Mick Jagger, mom, Bob Dylan. Well-rounded. I wanted to name you Mick. Mick Dillon.
Mick Dillon.
Mick Dillon Ginn. You'd be like a burger at McDonald's. You'd be the Mick Dillon Ginn.
That's it.
I'd have to work at the Air Force Base.
It was either Mick Dillon. It was either Mick or Keith.
Keith is such a terrible name.
Keith yeah. is... Keith. Oh, it's Keith.
Keith. Yeah,
it's not good.
It's Keith.
Keith.
No, but Ty, if you need a pseudonym, Mick Dillon. Do it.
Mick Dillon, dude.
I've always gone with Hans Olo.
Hans Olo?
Yep.
Try out the Mick Dillon in Portland. I think it'll fly. Uh-huh.
Dylan.
Like pickles.
Yeah, they'd be like, man, your parents are crazy.
They are? Yeah.
You should meet them.
You're right.
You should meet them.
They're in Florida. Yeah.
The other... Oh, my God.
Draws like
he's been he's been afflicted.
Paul texted me COVID.
That 5G.
I got COVID in 5G now. I think you turned me up a little bit too loud.
Yeah. Sorry.
Paul texted me COVID.
I was coughing myself.
The whole show is going to hell.
Mm-hmm. I told you we had nothing.
Welcome to the hand
we're
basket.
We're making it up as we go along.
Where are we at? What time is this?
Oh, yeah. We got a lot of time.
We're getting close to our neck. No, we're good. We're good. We're good. We got this. We got it handled. So the other movie that I really want to see is that Saturday Night Live movie.
Yeah, what is that one called? Is that just Saturday Night?
I think it's called Saturday Night. It's supposed to be fantastic.
I
everybody I've heard that's watched it said it was so good that the actors that they got to portray those roles are spot on.
Do they use old clips?
I don't think so.
Okay.
But they use old scenarios.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Like they use the same.
Well, where is that one streaming?
We saw it, but we at that point we still had to pay for it. So it's not free yet to stream. That might have been
I don't know.
What's not the one that's the Amazon Plus? What's the other one?
Hulu?
Anyway, whatever it was, we had to pay for
too
it.
Many now.
We're not going to pay for it.
There are too many now.
Right.
We just have cable again.
I'm ready to. If I ever had the time, I'd figure
ready to,
it
we're
out.
We're ready to cut the cord and just read books.
Okay. Truly, I'm ready to, like, disassociate with the world outside.
Books and crossword puzzles.
Yes.
That's going to be our life.
And massages,
bird watching,
yoga. You know, just a whole different. We grow our own food.
Just stuff.
Lots of granola. Life.
But yeah, I want to see that.
So Seth
Saturday
and I up
Night
in
Live
Portland
movie.
Because we're headed out there.
What's another movie? It seems like there was something else that I wanted to see.
You still haven't seen the Barbie movie.
I haven't seen the Barbie. But
it's a great movie.
I heard that Wicked is good.
Yeah, it's supposed to be good.
I heard it was really good.
The Broadway show is supposed to be good.
Yeah.
Well, and I heard Wicked, we were going to be able to stream soon.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Barbie, they're still keeping under wraps because apparently that's too woke.
Are you guys like fans of Ariana Grande?
Who? What?
Ariana Grande.
What's her name?
Ariana Grande.
Ariola Grande? Big dimples? What is it?
Ariana Grande. No, she's fantastic. And she's on Saturday Night Live quite a bit. She's very, very talented. She can do impressions of a lot of different like pop stars. She does a great Britney. She does a great Celine Dion. She does what's the one with the hips?
Shakira.
Shakira. I mean, she's amazing. She's very good. And all of the skits that she does on Saturday Night Live are always very good.
She's very good.
Yeah, she's very good.
She's actually
very talented.
Talented, yeah. And well rounded.
Yeah.
And you know, it's like some of the musical guests, and she's been on Saturday Night Live,
and not been the musical guest just because she does such a great job in the skits.
In the skits,
right?
I mean, she's very comedic. It's it's interesting see, you know, like the different facets and sides.
But yeah, I heard that Wicked movie is good, so I want to see that.
I want to see the Nosferatu.
That's the Dracula one?
Yeah.
With Willem Dafoe?
And Bill Skarsgård.
Who is Bill Skarsgård? I know that name, but
Been in a bunch of stuff. He was in the new It. He was Pennywise.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. Now I know who he is.
Yep.
Yep. Yeah.
Sort of sickly looking, big forehead.
Yep.
Meh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like Jimmy. Jimmy, I'm sorry, buddy. I got the flu, man. I'm affected.
Is he even listening?
No.
Paul sent me the COVID, so I'm suffering over here. Oh, boy.
I know.
All right, listen, we are already at the end of this third segment.
Right, I keep
folks.
Practicing.
Mm-hmm.
I'm
now,
hoping
listen.
To get picked up by the Bucks.
This is I hope you dig this. It's a song called "Baby Please Don't Go," and it's by a band called Them. What's interesting about this band called Them is that the singer is 19-year-old Van the Man Morrison.
You've all
heard this song, but I don't think you knew that it was by the band Them.
Them.
Dig this. We'll be right back. Okay, well.
Well, you tell me to turn the mic on.
I know.
I do.
Well, I get it. Yeah. So sometimes I like to play along with the music with my mouth music.
Yeah, you get a little enthusiastic.
Mouth instruments, whatever I'm doing over here. Right. All right, so that's Baby Please Don't Go down to New Orleans. I guess I played it for a reason.
Yeah, probably.
Mm-hmm. Might get run over.
Too soon.
Oh, God. Ty, why'd you say to say that? Ty sent me a slip of paper.
No.
And said, say this when you come back. I knew it wouldn't go over good.
You're bringing the whole show down,
man. Anyway, folks.
Quit deflecting.
We're the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show.
No, we maybe aren't.
What? We are the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show.
We are.
Is this the Happy Hour Show?
It is.
Happy Hour?
So far, I'm happy.
It's kind of a bummer, man.
Oh, stop it. What? Because Paul's got COVID 10 times?
Well, I mean, that's part of it.
Plays into it.
We don't talk about happy stuff anymore.
No.
We don't even do poop talk anymore.
We are the worst This whole show was designed to be as if we were all sitting at happy hour. Just whatever comes up, and that's what we talk about, right?
So the greater social commentary
we've become the table that would be asked to leave.
Yeah.
And it's because of you, Ty.
We don't do the Python report.
Oh. Right.
Yeah, see, that's a classic.
The Python report.
Well, I saw a thing on Yahoo. I have to look into it. I saw a thing on Yahoo today that there's this huge gator that I believe has a nickname of, like, Godzilla or something. And they spotted him in the Everglades with, like, this huge python in his mouth. And he was just showing it off to all the researchers. And he's like, yeah, look at this one I got. And now they're going to have babies.
Did you now it's like an interspecies sort of. It's going to be...
it's a new nightmare.
Gator-thon. No.
He wasn't... He didn't seem to be ingesting it time. And it's like, oh, great.
He's just swimming around. This is my trophy.
Here's Gator my Conda. Girl.
Gator-conda. Right.
Gross. Oh, wow.
Yep.
Anyway. So the world can get worse.
And it will.
When the world is running down. Mm-hmm. Oh, talking about snakes, I saw a snake today. Can you believe that? It was cold. And I was like, are you kidding me? So I was going down to one of my mechanical rooms at work, and there's this hedge there. And the hedge is like ear high on me, right? So it goes across. And it was sunny, and I'm walking down along this hedge, and I think there was a stick up there, and I almost went to reach up and grab it and, like, throw it. And as I looked at it, it was like, oh, my God, that's a snake. And I was like, are you kidding me? You're not supposed to be out here in January.
What are you doing, man?
He's headed for your mechanical room. And
he was up there. He was up there just sunning himself. He looked at me. I looked at him, and he was like, "I'm cool if you are." He didn't try to. And it was a black racer, you know. So he was probably like 3 feet long, and he's just up on the top of this bush, a snake. I was like, "Are you kidding me? Will we ever be safe?
No.
Is there ever going to be a time of the year where we're safe?" From snakes.
That's why I'm going to Oregon.
they got rattlesnakes out there, dude.
Yeah, but they're dead most of the year.
They got rattlesnakes. They got go down to the beach. I'm sure they got seals down there. A seal will mess you up, dude.
Yeah, but he's not all wiggly, so I can deal with it.
They're cute. See, that's where they get you. You're like, oh, come here, and then they bite your face off.
Yeah. And the water's too cold to get into.
Yeah, you don't go swimming.
It's like, you go swimming, dude. We'll watch you frolic.
Have you ever seen the videos of that dude at that beach in Oregon? It looks magical. It's got the big, huge rock formations.
That's probably Cannon Beach.
Okay. Well, this dude goes out there like every day with his rakes. And he creates these huge, mazes and stuff like that in the sand. He's gotten so popular that now people will pay to help him do it. And he goes out there and he creates these huge, beautiful pieces of art in the sand that get washed away every day.
Yeah. Look, it's different out there. People just do stuff because they like it.
I love that.
I do, too. Yeah, I do too.
What a culture shift.
I like it. Mm-hmm. Do you believe in manifestation?
Yes.
Like, of what?
That's
too vague.
Well, manifestation, I mean, manifestation, as I understand it, is basically putting out positive vibes in different ways to achieve a goal, okay? So it's like if you decided, okay, listen, here we are, third day of 2025. I want to manifest that by, let's say, April, I've got a new job, or I've got something else, something that will benefit my wife, life, you know, something that will help me, it will be beneficial to me. So now all of a sudden you start manifesting this whole situation.
You focus on
it. Yeah, and a lot of times it has to do with, like, every day you write down several times what your goal is. You know, new job. I'm going to get this new job. I want, you know, whatever it is. You write this down.
Put it out,
and you're sending out these good vibes.
In court, they call that premeditation.
Yeah, yes. Well, people swear by it, man. People swear by manifestation. I don't know.
I don't know, man. Just go do it.
Well, I mean, yeah, but a lot of times, I mean, look, going out and doing it requires a lot. You know, so
it takes time.
Yeah,
and
if you can't just go out and do something a lot of the times if you don't have the means to do it. But if you start to manifest it, I think what the manifestation is that it's wrapping your head around what your goal needs to be. It's like this is what I want. I'm thinking about it nonstop.
And
okay.
What do I need to do to accomplish it?
Right, now
it?
I need to get my ducks in line. I need to do this.
Right. I want to do this.
Right.
It's not that things just magically appear.
Right.
But by focusing, it helps understand the steps you need to take to make things happen.
Yeah, I was listening to the story talking about manifestation, and people have these boards where they will write it down, but then they will also have pictures.
Yes.
So they're constantly, they're putting it in their mind. They're keeping it in the front of their mind all the time. So like every day it's like, if I want this, I really need to zero in and make it happen. So I guess
it works.
Yeah.
It does work.
It does seem like one of those things where, like, some millennial person thought they came up with a life hack, and it's like, bro, it's just called having a plan.
Yeah.
Well, okay. So listen, there's a lot of things.
Rebranded it.
There's a lot of things that people, you know, listen, you know, I'm sure probably 20 years ago it wasn't called manifestation. You know what I mean? Somebody came up with manifestation, which is not a new phrase or word, but they were like, okay, this is what I'm doing. I'm manifesting this situation to happen. You know what I mean?
I'm focusing on a goal.
What's worse? Would you rather hear somebody saying that they were manifesting something to happen, or would you rather hear them say that they're praying on it?
Well, see, that's nothing.
Well, okay.
But okay. It's the same thing.
But here's, it's the same thing, right?
At the end of the day, it's the same thing.
No, I mean, no.
It is.
If you're praying, you're just asking a magic guy to make it happen.
But the magic guy...
if you're making the plan, that's different. You're making it happen.
But the magic guy is in your head.
Yeah, but they don't think that way. They think the magic guy is in the clouds.
Yeah, they think the magic guy is making it happen.
Right. Well, I mean, I would like to think, because in my mind...
Be your own magic
guy.
Okay,
right. Okay, so here's an example.
Which is where manifestation
That's where manifestation comes in. As opposed praying for something to happen. Now, you're working it out in your head. You're goal oriented. This is my goal. This is my aim. This is what I'm going for. So I'm not praying for it to happen. I'm working it out in my head to make it happen.
It's a good thing. I don't like the current branding. Like it's some new thing that somebody came up with.
Well, somebody had to put a name on it.
It's just like like mindfulness. Dude, just pay attention.
Yeah,
that's what you're doing. Yeah.
So
you're not working on mindfulness. You're just paying attention.
Well, but a lot of people have lost focus. Anderson Cooper, in his book, mm-hmm. You know, it's like you get so caught up in your everyday life, all the demands of life that you forget to stop and enjoy a meal.
There's a lot going on.
Taste the food. And that's, in my mind, that's where mindfulness comes in.
Well, I'm hip to the whole manifestation thing. I think it helps you focus on your goal. And I would rather, like I said, I would much rather hear that somebody is manifesting something than praying on it.
Well, I mean, yeah, but
it's semantics.
Oh, boy.
We're getting a caller.
Who is it?
Yeah, I don't know. It's Ruben. Hold on. Hello, caller. This is the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show. Who are we speaking with?
This is Pastor James.
Oh, Lord. Pastor James,
oh,
how are you?
Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord. No, I ain't the Lord. I'm just a pastor. The Lord is somebody else that you need to rely on. And so, now, what you all talk about manifestation and all that,
yeah,
that's just the old Bible thing about faith.
Okay.
Faith. Believing in something.
Right.
What do y'all believe? That's what counts. What y'all believe? What's Kai believing? He's just saying, oh, I don't know, Kai, whatever. What's your name?
Ty.
Yeah. All right. He's talking about something. You talk about something. Y'all talk about something. Now, let me tell you something. That's an old Bible thing that's been around for thousands of years about faith and believing in something. That's what manifestation is. Believing. You got to believe.
Okay, so
in something. What do you
something.
Believe?
So is.
And that's the thing. What do you believe? You know what I'm saying? What do you believe?
So is manifestation the modern way of saying I'm praying on something?
Yeah, kind of the modern way. I mean, why not go in the old fashioned way and say it's just about faith in whatever you believe in?
Well, you start doing that, we'll all start wearing bell bottoms again.
Well, let's try it.
Groovy.
That was pretty cool. I liked that back then.
Works for me, too.
And psilocybin and everything else that went with it. You know what I mean? but wait a minute. Now,
Pastor James.
I'm not supposed to say that. Now, wait a minute. I ain't supposed to say that as a pastor here. You know, but I'm going to say it was a lot of fun when it happened back there. In those hippie days, you know?
But that's
all what you're saying. The manifestation is just agreeing on something. And the Bible uses a word name. It says reckon. Reckon yourself on this. Believe that. You're going to believe it on yourself, and it's going to happen. That's what manifestation is. Believe it.
All right.
And that's what these people are making a lot of money right now telling y'all to manifest when it's all about old-fashioned way of just reckoning, you know, and believing. That's all. That's all.
Believe in yourself.
Well, you know what, Pastor James? That seems legit to me.
It saved you a lot of money.
It saved
you a lot of money because all of a sudden they're going to start saying, like, you send this, you send a $50 here, send $100 here, and then we're going to give you all that manifestation. Uh-uh. No. Just read the Bible and say, I'm ready to reckon and understand and believe and have faith.
I'm glad you called because I was getting ready to print up a bunch of T-shirts that say "Manifest This." And
but
now you're just going to print up a bunch of shirts that say "Reckon This."
That's it. Make sure you spell it right, because that's a R-E-C-K. You know, it's one of them kind of words.
Okay.
Make sure you spell it right on the shirt, otherwise. You might be using a curse word. You don't know for sure. You know.
It's a. I got a
new COVID test. Are you alluding to?
Yeah. I got a buddy that will take any misprints and stuff like that on the shirt. So.
Is he paying you, or he just want to take them and give them to homeless people?
Either way, it's fine by me.
Well, that's the thing. Now you're gonna have a lot of homeless people walking around with misprints. Shirts that you made and saying all kinds of nasty things or kind of crazy things. One letter, that's all you need is one letter off. It's going to be a whole nother thing. And these homeless people are going to be walking around with them. People are going to say, uh-oh. And then the guy in the White House is going to say, okay, now we got to get them out of country, too. Because they're wearing shirts. Yeah.
No,
yeah.
Well,
old Donnie be saying, I reckon we better get rid of them.
I reckon it. Yeah.
We'll send them all to the White House instead.
Yeah. And I'm not talking about rectum. Rectum is the different
thing. No, that's a whole different thing.
Yeah. No. Rectum is different than rectum. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
All right.
Well, you know, I just wanted to straighten it out with y'all. Because you are just thinking that you're doing the whole thing, manifestation. Like that's a new thing. Oh, let's go on the internet, do manifestation. We're going to get all this money, and we're going to spend all this and get this from these people and everything. But it's the same old thing that's been going on for thousands of years. It's just faith and believing in something.
Well, we're just kids.
And
we're believing
in yourself. That's the beginning. I just thought I'd give
a contribution to whatever I could here on this radio show. Who did I call into anyway? I can't even remember.
It's the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show.
I got a whole list of radio shows here I'm going to call into, but which one did I call into here?
It's the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show.
Marco Radio Happy Hour. All right. I'm so glad to see that with one whole breath here. All right. You're doing good. Oh, don't forget me, Pastor Jim, because I'm going to call you again someday. It could be 5 years, it could be 5 minutes, could be whatever. But
all right, brother. Well, Pastor James, certainly do appreciate you calling in and setting us straight.
Thank you.
All right. What music you going to play now?
The last song is In Spite of Ourselves by John Prine, but it's sung by my two very dear friends, Paul and Jenny Hunley.
All right. I'm looking forward to hearing it.
Okay, good.
Thanks, right. Pastor James.
All right, brother.
All right. See y'all.
See ya.
All right.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
You never know what's going to happen on this show.
So I just got a text from John. And, hold on. What happened?
Oh, boy.
No, no. Technical.
It says, I'm going to have to think about reckoning in my mindfulness practice. Mm-hmm. And then I got one from Debbie Dan Gray. It says, I reckon I'll get on packing up my Christmas tomorrow. All right. Ooh, that's alarming. I forgot that this was a, I can see myself when the phone call started. I just looked at the screen and was like, oh God, who's that guy?
There's a homeless man.
There's a homeless man in the studio. There's a
homeless man. Yeah.
He's attacking me.
Damn it.
He's wearing my headphones.
All right. Well, that was, I like that Pastor James called in.
Thank you.
That was very good.
Mm-hmm. Happy holidays, everyone.
Did I mention that I saw a snake today?
Yes.
Stretch it out. Mm-hmm.
Yep. Well, we're getting really close, kids. Have you heard of girl math?
No.
Girl math is like ridiculous.
What?
Well, girl math, it's like if you pay cash in girl math, it's basically free. Anything under $5 is considered free. If you buy tickets for a future event, it's basically free. So when you go to the event and you paid for the tickets 2 months ago, I just went to a free show. So that's considered girl math. You can Google it.
That sounds more like Mark math.
I'm just saying. If you buy something from a store, you don't like it, you take it back, you get money back. In girl math, you made money.
Yes.
No, you just got your money back.
Again, I'm saying that's more Mark math.
If you go to a store and you pay in cash,
yeah,
then that's free. There's no paper trail.
Right.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Mm. So I should do these quotes.
Yes, you should.
All right, folks.
And you should Hand me my end of show beverage.
This show turned out to be a lot more interesting than I thought it was going to be. Who knew that Pastor James was going to call?
Right.
It's been a while since we've heard from Pastor James.
And, you know, happy holidays, yeah. I think. Happy New Year.
Right.
We'll see.
Manifest everything.
Okay, let's do these quotes. So the first one says, the difference between me and Superman is he has supervision. I require supervision.
Totally correct.
Yeah. This one says, nowadays, people know the price of everything and the value of nothing.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Arrogance is asking God, who wouldn't stop the Holocaust, to find your car keys.
Yeah.
Yes.
That was Ricky Gervais. I saw that today on Facebook. This one says, maybe it's me, but Republicans having two daddies seems kind of woke.
Oh, yes.
Oops.
Oops, kabibble. And two foreign wives.
This one says, if you never slow down, you never grow old. It's Tom Petty. And the last one says, stand up for what is right, even if it means standing alone.
Yes.
And that was from Franklin Delano Roosevelt.
Yep.
So that's it.
Always do the right thing.
Always do the right thing.
Yep. Even if it's unpopular.
Mm-hmm. So here we are. We got about almost 3.5 minutes left. We have a song to play at the end. Steph, do you have anything that you want to say at the end of the show?
Happy New Year.
Yes.
Everyone. 2025 is going to be great.
We're 3 days in. Blank canvas.
And, yep.
Paint it the way you want.
Might be coming in like a lion, but we can do it.
Yep. Mm-hmm. What about you, kid?
Phantom Power has a new song coming out in the next few days, I hope.
Okay.
But it's done. It's recorded. It's mixed. It's mastered. We just have to get it through all of the, you know.
When will there be another gig?
Hopefully soon.
All right.
Schedules have been terrible.
Yep.
Looking forward to it.
All right, folks. I will say Happy New Year. I hope you enjoyed the show. I will also say Semper Fi Devil Dogs. I miss your mom, Duchess. It's about that time, sweetheart. And thanks so much for listening. I hope you enjoyed the show tonight, and I hope you will tune in again next week. Here's a little In Spite of Ourselves, sung by my two besties, Paul and Jenny Hunley. Dig this, and we'll talk to you again next week.